Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Ian is away at, like, a town meeting, begging the bureaucrats not to raise parking meter rates or something. That'll work. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Our username on Skype, if you would prefer to sound a bit better, is LRN, Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM. Johnson, I frankly would prefer to never talk about race on this show, or in my life. I just don't want to. I think it's a silly conversation to have, the idea that, you know, somehow this person or that person is different because of the amount of melanin in their skin. You know, it's just irrelevant to me. But it does seem to be a topic of interest, right? Barack Obama asked us to have a national dialogue on a race. So,
and Starbucks complied, right?
I'm nothing if not a patriot, so let's go ahead and talk about it, shall we?
Sure.
From The Guardian, because we couldn't possibly get an American newspaper to do this, police killing...
That was a really poor opener to that, because now I really don't want to comply, because you suggested that Obama suggested that we should do this, so now I kind of just don't want to.
Yeah, I'm just showing, you know...
That was a really poor opener for that.
For you?
Yes.
Just for you.
Yes.
Look, I don't think anyone of our...
No! You said Obama wants it, so therefore now I'm not going to talk about that.
I'm sure none
I'll
of
comply
our,
just for you, Mark, but...
None of our audience is particularly good about complying with the rules handed down by the government.
That's a really poor opener for that. They're probably like, well, wait, why do you want to comply with that?
Well, I think here's what I would say is that the reason we should talk about this is because some people believe it's true, right? And if some people believe that race, the race
like
conversation's
dumb
true,
presidents.
Well, I think the race conversation's relevant because it centers around different cultures, and until those cultures break down and assimilate, that conversation's going to continue.
I think it's relevant because simply race is the most extreme form of collectivism.
I would give you that.
It's one of them, I think.
Well,
people don't generally understand that. It's like, oh, this is just one way of grouping people illogically.
Why do white Americans still trust cops, even after we see all kinds of videos of the cops doing things to people? This is from The Guardian, and I think it's a really interesting article. A stark new video of a white police officer shooting an unarmed black man in the back in South Carolina has reignited a sense of public outrage. I'm not sure that it ever smoldered. It was going strong over U.S. police killings. It's been smoldering since last summer. But there is little to suggest that this latest dispatch of the YouTube era will shake confidence in police, especially among affluent white Americans. A ubiquitous video technology, from smartphones and dashboard cams to surveillance and body cams, has produced an increasing trail of grainy footage of citizens' deaths, turned cultural flashpoints from Rodney King to Oscar Grant, Eric Garner, 12-year-old Tamir Rice, and many more. Yet public trust in the police has remained relatively steady and consistently divided along racial lines. Gallup's most recent poll shows that it looks like, basically, if you're white, you're right now getting close to 2015 here. Basically, there's a 58% chance that you think that everything's fine with the police. Whereas if you're black, it's a 32% chance, and that's a pretty big divide, 58-32.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of wonder about that. I mean, what's the reason for that? Well, I can tell you that these numbers have dipped markedly, because if only 58% of whites trust police, has it ever been higher? Well, it went as high as into the 80s back in the mid-90s.
Right.
And then it dropped precipitously to about the 60s. 58% is about 60. And I wonder what happened from 1995 to the year 2000 that caused white Americans and black Americans both to just sort of not trust the police anymore, because there's a big dip.
Well, the Los Angeles riots, which were triggered in 1992, were the result of the 1991 beating of Rodney King.
Yeah, that's quite a bit, you know, there's quite a difference between 92 and, you know, 95. The numbers had it going up and up, you know, up to that point.
Right.
So.
But I mean, basically what I'm thinking is that that is right around the time when, and maybe, okay, I said suggested cell phone camera cameras were starting to become more widespread during that time, and I think it's true, and I think right around 2000 and all that, in that time frame, you're starting to get really grainy, awful, low-res cell phone cameras that were, you know, on Nokia phones and stuff like that during that time period. But even just still-frame cameras makes a difference. But I think the price point of handheld video cameras was also coming down at that point, and they were getting smaller and more portable. And I think during that time frame, maybe not cell phone cameras, but certainly the spread of people just having portable cameras on a separate device and just always having them with them was also becoming pretty ubiquitous during that time frame.
Well, I suppose it could be cameras. I'd be interested in what other people thought. 855-450-FREE. The numbers seem to certainly dip between 1995 and the year 2000. But I'm not sure exactly what causes it, but you know, maybe you know. 855-450-3733.
If you had said 2005, I would have said YouTube.
But going on here, a 20 to 30 point confidence gap has separated black opinion and white opinion about U.S. policing since the early 90s, according to a Gallup data. The data was last published in June 2014, before some of the most high-profile police killings caught on video, including Garner and the I Can't Breathe guy, you know, of course, Ferguson and Tamir Rice, and, of course, this most recent one. The gap in confidence in police between, in confidence in police between black and white poll respondents was measured at only 9 points in 1981. And at that point, black Americans had a 72% confidence in police, and now they have a 31% confidence. White Americans had an 81% confidence in police, and now they have a 58% confidence. So not only are, you know, is there a gap, a distinct gap, nearly 30 points between what blacks think about police and what whites think about police, but the police have seen a precipitous drop in trust among people in general. So this is the kind of thing that this isn't PR, right? Like, they had really good ratings at one point. This is something that needs to be addressed internally with police departments. And, you know, all the lambasting and shouting about how organizations like CopLock, which was basically launched here on Free Talk Live, organizations like that hate the police. You hate America. You hate Western civilization. You know, all this stuff that goes along. You know, all that isn't going to really solve a problem that has been going on since, you know, really since the early 1980s. Those problems are internal. Like, the police have had, they've got their own problems. And blacks basically began trusting police less and less. 72% of blacks, you know, had trust in the police in 1981. That is just going down, down, down. Now, it would seem like opportunities for blacks should be going up over time, right? Like, so they should be happier with the system. If that's what's going on, I don't know. I haven't been black. But I can say that, you know, that I can look here and see some people are not very happy with the way things are going in the system. I'd be interested in your opinion on this, too. I'm going to continue with this article. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype.
We canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. I want to tell you about how to get some gold and silver. If you just go to gold.freetalklive.com, they can get gold and silver pieces there, and it's a great deal from Midas Resources. I've been getting gold and silver from them for a long time. If you think that, if you think like I do, that silver is poised to move upward, I'd recommend using gold.freetalklive.com. Not only are you getting great prices on gold and silver, but you're helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jim calling in from Utah. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Afternoon, sir. You were talking about the deteriorating relationship between the police and the public.
Yes.
I'm an old man, and I can go way back, and okay. I have the distinct, not a feeling, it's a fact. The police are losing credibility and cohesiveness with the general public, at least the men, when they started getting active on the highways. When I was a kid in Michigan, I remember my brother telling me later on that there was no speed limit on Michigan highways until sometime in the 50s. So we all have experience with police on the road, and we're not criminals, but we screw up on the road, and the police stop us. That didn't used to happen, probably until after World War II in earnest, and then our interactions started to cost us money, even though we didn't intend to do any wrong. Previous to that, the police really only dealt with people who had bad intent, and it got worse as the police got radar. I remember that's when I started driving, and the radar cops, that's when police got really lazy because the money got easy.
How did police catch people for speeding before radar?
They timed you. I can't really call it. They paced you. That's what they call it in Michigan.
Okay.
They have to stay behind you within, sight and count on you not paying enough attention. And then
you sure wouldn't
you
be.
For, I don't know, a month. What's that?
You sure wouldn't be paying attention if a police officer was behind you for however long they had to be behind you.
Right. I mean, and they've got good vision just by natural, because it's part of their requirements. And they time you or pace you, and then they pull you over for speeding. And so, in other words, that's how they got in. You get a speeding ticket, but the tickets were cheap, and I don't even know when points finally came in. But it's just been a gradually deteriorating relationship between the police and, I'll call it males, generally, who have no bad intent and just get a bad taste from the police. Now, that's gotten once the radar started up, it just got crazy. I mean, they'd drive the side of the road and pull and wave people over. They were just making money hand over foot, and they ruined a lot of people, myself included. We didn't have a good feeling about the police, because that's the only time we ever saw them is on the road, and they were going to.
When I was young, I considered seeing a police car to be a threat when I was young. Now, I'll admit to you, I was not the safest and best choice for people on the road, right? Like, I'm a lot safer driver than I was when I was a young person, but it sort of doesn't change the perception that I considered the police to be a threat. I will concur with you on that, but to some extent, people would say, well, roads are safer now, and they are significantly safer. Cars are also safer. And they would also say
I don't know how old you gentlemen are, but when in 74, when they came with that 55-mile-hour speed limit, man. The 55-mile-hour speed limit just changed. I mean, that wrecked everything. That was right about radar detector time, too, now that I think about it. They had us going. I can tell you stories about how they've improved the freeways over the years, and you can do 100 miles an hour in a 1965 car safely on the freeway today, and they've got you putting along at 70, and it takes an act of God to get them to raise the speed limits. So it's just the whole driving experience has been ruined through the money-making machine, and safety, speed kills. No, it doesn't. Cross traffic and opposing traffic kills. So they've been lying to us for so long, we're just all kind of worn out from the whole thing there. And I will say that's why my perception of police is less than stellar. Now that I'm an old man, I've slowed down. It isn't as much of an issue, although, I still don't want to see a cop because I don't know if he's going to pull me over something stupid, taillight, that kind of stuff. But that's what this guy just got killed to get pulled over for, a taillight.
Yeah, it was for a taillight. That's no doubt about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have reason to fear these guys. And I'll make another, I know other things. Ever since the 1970s, a retired suburban Detroit policeman, who was a friend of mine, told me this. Ever since the 1970s, the Detroit Police Department has accepted applications from nonviolent felons. And that's all he would say. Now, what that told me was that they had to fill the ranks.
In other words, sounds like it.
Little by little, good people did not want to become cops anymore, so you got to start reaching down lower and having less stellar candidates.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like police is a, you know, it's a pretty cushy job. You'd think it'd attract a lot of people. I mean, you know, you're talking about 20 years and you're done.
Ask your friends. Ask your younger friends. I don't know any of them that would want to be a cop. I mean, they tell me that. Because
appreciate
it's just,
the call,
no
Jim.
Job satisfaction.
Thank you, sir. 855 450 free. A lot of times working for the government is a pretty miserable existence. You find a lot of people who work for the government who are not very happy about it, but they kind of stay for the pension and the money. And it's not, to me, it's not worth working someplace that I wouldn't want to work, even if the pension and the money's
right.
Good.
You know, one thing he said about the roads that I don't necessarily agree with, you know, in terms of the argument of speed kills, you know, there is an argument to be made for the differentials in speed killing.
Yeah, I agree.
Somebody, you know, because he's like, now that I'm old, I slowed down. I almost wanted to say, well, now that you're old and slowing down, you're going to cause an accident with a person who's still going 100 miles an hour.
Right. When you're on the interstate, I find that, you know, there's two people that are sort of dangerous when you're on the interstate. The person who's going 50 and the person who's going 100.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, the rest of us who are going 70, 65 to 85, yeah, we can kind of work it all out.
Right.
But
to be honest, I find the person who's going 50 more dangerous than the one who's going 100.
You can believe that there's bottlenecks that are caused people changing lanes. Lane changing is dangerous. Let's go to Mark Stevens calling in from Phoenix. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's in your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Mark Stevens, LRN host, markstevens.net, Mark with a C.
Yes. It's good to talk with you again, Mark.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, on Tuesday, I had the opportunity to confront the Chief Justice of the Arizona Supreme Court. He was doing a lecture there, of all things, about bias. And I took that as an opportunity. Yeah, I know. he violated all the rules that he had laid out in his talk when it came time for me to speak to him. But I went there on the assumption I would have the opportunity to ask some questions, and so I brought my camera and went down there, and I confronted him on the basic premise that all governments operate under, that I believe should be at the forefront of every court attack or any bureaucratic attack, and that is that if you're physically in New Hampshire or Arizona, then the laws of the government of that area apply to you. And so I was able to confront him on that, and he went immediately to mocking me and not giving me any actual evidence to support his argument, of course. But
so you were talking to him about jurisdiction. I'm interested. You got a chance to talk to the Supreme Court Justice. This should be quite interesting. Please hold the line if you would, Mark. 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for installation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products.
Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Ian is away this evening and may return by the end of the show, but we don't know for sure. So you can call in and talk about what you want, though. 855-450-FREE. You're online. If you're online, you need to protect yourself. Your internet service provider is saving your surfing history. We'll turn it over to anybody who asks, or at least any government agency that asks. Criminals are sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets, and governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet and tracking everything that they can find out you're doing.
I like that verbal flub, though. Just anybody who asks, I want to walk in. What's Mark's surfing history? Let's find out.
Yeah, you'd be bored. Simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux, and then just connect to the internet, and you're protected from all of that. No prying, no spying. Now, I say that you'd be bored with my surfing history, but the fact is when...
I'm sure I would be bored. You don't want to see mine.
When agencies, policing agencies, find out what you're doing, there have been people who, really ordinary folks doing ordinary things who, for whatever reason, some policing agencies, like, targets them and decides that they're bad folks for what they've been looking at on the internet.
Sure.
And that's the reason why you would want to protect yourself online. And ProXPN can help you do it. And you can save a lot of money. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 to save 50% off of the annual account. And that is for the lifetime of the account, not just one time. 50% off if you go to proxpn.com/FTL50.
So that heinous crone Dianne Feinstein wants to ban the anarchist cookbook from the internet now.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the type of thing that if they find it in your search history, or if you're looking at libertarian websites, you might be a domestic terrorist.
I'm going to have to go check out the anarchist cookbook online. Let's go back to Mark Stevens. So, Mark Stevens, you had an opportunity at apparently some kind of lecture or seminar to get a chance to talk to the Chief Justice of the Arizona Supreme Court. And apparently, he didn't take your questions very seriously.
You better be careful, Mark, or they're going to throw you in one of those Joe Arpaio ovens that he has for the prisoners out there.
Well, I'm kind of used to the heat out here, and that's the chance that you take when you're going into the lion's den. This is at ASU, and I did ask the question. And basically, all governments operate under the same presumption argument. If you're physically in Canada, then the laws of Canada apply. If you're physically in Arizona, then the laws apply. And the judge, of course, agrees to that. And I have many call chains from all over the world where they agree to that. The problem that they have is that there's not a single shred of evidence, not a single fact to actually support that argument. And up until Tuesday, the highest level of government I've been able to get a question that, you know, and confront on was John Buttrick last year, who is a federal magistrate here in Phoenix. So this is the highest judicial officer in Arizona, and he's a Harvard law grad. So when I asked him for the facts, if any, to support his argument, he went immediately to a logical fallacy that, well, we'll put you in prison. And if it's okay, Mark, I mean, it's only about a minute long.
I want to hear it. Oh, you can play it?
Let's try it. Okay.
My name is Mark Stevens. I host a radio show here in the Valley called the No State Project. A couple of questions going to the nature of the government that you are a part of. And I know that all governments, and I've had this confirmed by the Attorney General and other judges and prosecutors, that the argument is that if I am physically in Arizona, then the Constitution and laws of the government of Arizona apply to me, and you as the government would have jurisdiction over me. My question for you is, do you have any actual facts that would actually prove that that argument's true? Is this funny?
I'm not sure I understand the question, and I'm not sure that your proposition of what the legal principle is is correct. I'm not sure I heard you correctly. If you're asking, is it in fact true that if you're physically in Arizona, you're subject to the laws of this state, I think that's right.
Yes, and my question to you is that that's your argument, and that's what prosecutors and police officers are throwing peaceful people in prison for every day. Cops go out on the street, they see you, they feel, oh, he's physically here, our laws apply. We're going to go and investigate. My question for you is, do you have any actual proof, any empirical evidence, facts, to support that argument?
Yes, because people who are physically here and violate our laws are, in fact, prosecuted and incarcerated.
Well, that's what Bill Montgomery said. That's called an argument. Well, let me finish. That's called an argumentum ad baculum. That's not support for your argument. Just because you're physically willing.
You asked me if I had facts to support the argument. So an argument ad baculum is quite appropriate.
Well, he didn't answer the question.
It's more difficult to hear there, but that's when they ran interference with me, as you can imagine.
Right. You're done. You're out of here. So, let's run this question down, because I know that a lot of people, you know, like you, people, when I read your book, Adventures in Legal Land, I found it to be very convincing and an interesting sort of topic. Like, what makes it so the government has power in a given geographic area? But I would say that basically, they're the Lord. They've taken over the power that at one point sat with the sovereign in any given area. You know, the count sat over a county, and the duke sat over a duchy, and I guess which was a bunch of counties stuck together. I'm not entirely sure how all this works. And that person was the sovereign. So the government has just stepped in with they've taken over the power of the sovereign, who basically owned all the land, and then the rest of us lived on it. I mean, isn't that really what the answer is? Is that the government owns the land and essentially controls everybody who's in it like a serf?
Well, the way they operate is much like is a criminal organization. They force everybody in a certain geographic area to pay them and do what they're told, or they will kill them or put them in prison. It's comply or die. And the problem for someone like the Supreme Court justice is they don't want to come right out and say that they're a gang of killers, thieves, and liars, because that's bad PR. So they put on the facade that they're there acting on behalf of the people who they force to pay, and that they're just representatives, and that they are the moral authority in that area. And
right.
And by going to a logical fallacy and then taking a shot at me, now I was being the dean was running interference with me, so I didn't really hear all that he had to say in the moment. But he admitted it was an argumentum ad baculum, which is really just an appeal to consequences. It's just a logical
fallacy. Didn't he say argumentum ad faculum? Didn't he say something somewhere different?
He changed. He said his contradictory was a fact. So I offered facts as evidence. Therefore, you know,
it's appropriate.
Oh, I thought you just repeated that it was ad baculum.
No, Bill, go ahead and listen and see what he says. I don't even know what baculum means. I'm not up on my Latin here. So,
well, I'll join on the Latin crew, and Mark, and I'll say that your what you presented as the argument for government is actually the logical fallacy of argumentum ad antiquitatem, which is the argument from tradition, which is just saying, like, oh, because we've always done it this way, that's why we keep doing it that way.
Well, it's not exactly. I mean, what is ownership, right? I mean, that's the question you'd have to ask yourself, is if the government claims to own, say, a given geographic area, and it's like it's some kind of super ownership that comes above ownership. So you can get the title to a piece of land, but you don't have the ability to not pay an annual rent on that land that they call a property tax.
Right, because we've always done it that way.
And so that's, well, that's what, but I don't
that's
think that's
not
a logical fallacy.
It is, though.
Well, it's not.
You're making the argument from tradition that's the reason why that's acceptable to do that, because
that's
it's always been done that way.
That's like saying my property belongs to me just because I lived on it yesterday. That's not true. I'm not claiming that the government does in fact own the land, but at the very least they should come out and say it, right? Like, we own the land, and when you're on the land, we own you too. We own we own the labor, and we own the land because those are the means of production, and those are the valuable things in the world, so we've claim them for ourselves. As long as they were to do that, then I think we've had a huge step forward. Mark?
Well, again, I think Mark wasn't making a case for government. Mark was just putting out what the argument is.
Right. No. Oh, yeah. No, I was just saying that I think that argument for government is a logical fallacy. And I think there's a lot of people basing their whole reality off of logical fallacies every day.
Mark, I want to hear what I've got another couple of questions for you. Can you hold on?
Sure. I'll be happy to.
Thanks. 855-450-3733. What do you think the factual argument for the existence of the state is? Because I want to hear it. Please tell me. 855-450-3733. What gives its legitimacy? 855-453.
How strong is Allegra D?
If my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. There we have some major retailers, Amazon included. Newegg comes to mind. I think Walmart's there. When you do your online shopping through that link, it's just an extra click, but we get a little bonus. You get the same prices, the same service you normally get, but we get a little spiff off of it. They send it to us. So that is a great way for us to make a few bucks, and, you know, you don't have to do much else. It's shop.freetalklive.com, and it makes a great deal of difference. Let's go back to Mark Stevens from markstevens.net. He had recently confronted the Arizona Supreme Court justice and basically been laughed out of the room. But I mean, I think some of his questions are sort of really relevant. Is what gives this organization calling itself the government, what gives it its validity? Mark, isn't it just we do? Like all of us, all the people think, enough people think the same thing, that this organization needs to be present, so therefore those people can essentially enforce their will on the others. Might makes right. Mark?
Hello, Mark.
Well, I have him on the air. There he is. Go ahead. Yep, go right ahead.
I think that's like that's an analogy. We like if enough people bought beer from Al Capone and not Bugs Moran, that would make Al Capone a legitimate organization. They can't be legitimate as long as they are just people forcing us to pay them, which is why they can never prove that their laws apply to anybody, which is why the Supreme Court justice here in Arizona can't prove the laws apply any more than any other bureaucrat. It's the force. They can't be legitimate. People tolerate them. It's like I had a professor tell me the other day, but I'm happy to pay so we get all these nice buildings and whatnot, you know, of course, it's pension. I said, yeah, but that doesn't really hold any merit to it, because as long as you are being forced to pay, I can't really believe that you're happy to pay it unless you're given the.
Well, even if he does like doing it, it doesn't mean that he can enforce his will on someone else. I mean, I may really love my auto insurance company, but if they were the only choice I had and I had to pay them, their service would probably diminish relatively quickly. That's one of the features of a monopoly, is bad customer service and high prices, right?
Well, sure, but the idea that it smacks of the Stockholm syndrome to say that I enjoy getting, you know, being extorted. I enjoy it because I get benefits from. Well, that it's never held any merit to me that I always look at, you know, look, the facts that we can observe and we can prove, as opposed to someone telling us how they subjectively feel about something, should always rule out. The objective facts are you pay or you go to jail or you die. And from there, It doesn't matter if somebody claims, I'm so happy to pay. No. Until the force is removed, you have no credibility to say that you enjoy doing that. I don't buy it, and I don't think a rational person looking at the evidence should either.
Well,
the
what about this? I don't disagree with you, but I'm just taking devil's advocate role here. So I don't make a ton of money. I'm not one of the I'm not in the wealthiest 2% or whatever. And the people that are in those demographics, the top 10% of earners, tends to pay most, the vast majority of the taxes. So essentially what I'm getting is a society that's paid for by somebody else. I pay a small amount in order to sort of play, but mostly these other people do. Now, we know the government's an entirely inefficient organization, and that they the things that they buy cost between 2 and 7 times from what 1.5 and 7 times, depending on the size of the government and all kinds of other factors, seems to be the numbers. So, but I mean, even if that's the case, it's not my money that's being wasted. I'm paying a small amount for what I'm getting. Couldn't
well,
I like
really
it for that reason?
Relevant. That's not really relevant to whether they're a legitimate organization or
not. No, it's not relevant to that, but it's relevant to whether or not I like the deal, right? I like the deal where somebody else pays $9 out of $10 for something that I get.
But do you like being extorted? Do you like being told that you either do this or you go to jail or we kill you in the process?
Well, I get that that's the extortion, but as long as that's leveled at somebody else also that has to pay 9 out of 10, of the dollars, then at that point my extortion looks pretty good.
Well, yeah, your slavery is a little bit less than the slavery on them. However, it's another discussion to get into how the super wealthy, of course, keep us poor by all the government regulations and interferences and whatnot.
There's a lot of that.
And I wanted people to be able to hear this and realize that when we do go and are attacked by these people to, and someone did this just recently, just this week, it's posted on my forum, that they beat the snot out of an attorney, a prosecutor, by doing just this and sticking just to that argument and objecting because they wouldn't have the facts. Now, if a Supreme Court justice and a Harvard Law School graduate, cannot present a single fact to support that argument, it's not a matter because Mark Stevens is a crank, as some liberty activists have claimed. It's not because my question was irrelevant and stupid. It's because there are no facts to prove the laws apply. That's the basis of their jurisdiction. It's the basis of every attack that they make, and that should be the one that we should be hammering away at when they're attacking us. And even when we're working as activists, when we go and speak to them, that should be the foremost challenge, I think.
Mark, just to clarify for some people, what would be like an example of a legal fact? You know, like a fact that would clarify something like this. I mean, obviously, in this particular case, there are no facts. But like, let's say you were making that argument about something similar, and because it sounds like, you know, when you're asking for a fact, it's just I know in legalese, a fact is something different than let's say the gravity is -9.8 meters per second squared. Like, that's a fact, you know. But what is it when it's like a legalese fact?
A legalese fact is not any different than a regular fact. When you get into legalese, you're talking about the difference between a fact and evidence, an actual proof, something that's, So a fact is something that's real, something that's happened, it's something that's empirical, it's something that's observable, or you can hear it, you can measure it. An opinion is something that's drawn from those facts, and it's not the same thing. An opinion is not real, it's just what you think of the fact. And here all I'm doing is calling a bluff, and it's a general response from a bureaucrat to say, well, what evidence are you looking for? So, well, you made the determination, you're willing to kill me that you think it's so true. What did you base it on? And it also goes that I'm not the one making the argument that, and this is for people who are being attacked also, we're not having the burden of proof. Logic tells us that the one making the accusation bears the burden of proof. So people have asked, well, what facts would you look for? Well, if someone's saying that their rules apply to me, I'd have to look at some kind of agreement, which, of course, you don't have with people called government, because it's either comply or die. And so my point and my goal in getting this information out so people can see that is, don't be so intimidated by these lawyers, even these so-called liberty activists, who will poo-poo the idea of challenging jurisdiction. If the Supreme Court, now people can hear and see for themselves, the Supreme Court justice of in Arizona, the chief, unable to provide a single fact to support
the argument. Where can I see that?
Well, I'm going to actually get the video posted on markstevens.net tomorrow, and so I have my own video, and there's the video from
ASU. Let me ask you this. Is a town charter essentially a legal fact that, you know, everybody in the town of Freedomville got together and decided that they would put together a government, and that that government would operate in this way or that way, and that that gives that organization legitimacy to operate within that given geographic area because everybody agreed?
Well, if everybody agreed and you had facts to show that there was no guns and they freely agreed that and they owned the property in question, so let's say it's a very small area and you had, let's say, 25 people and all 25 people and there was no, they could agree or not agree and no force would be used against them, they wouldn't be expelled, then that would be something that may have some legitimacy. But what we have now, no, not for, and I would just like to see more people striking at the root. Not get, you know, and not getting into arguments of what government should or should not do. I would like to see more people confronting them and making the moral issue that they are just a gang of killers, thieves, and liars, which is why I ask a follow-up question, which I have other follow-up questions I asked the judge after this, you know, when we went to the reception. And so the main question was that he just laughed and walked away. If I was to do things like your organization, the government, and I forced people to give me money, would you consider me a criminal? And in that, you know, in a sense, forces the moral issue. And so whether they answer the question or not is completely irrelevant because the people, the audience, they understand what's going on and they'll understand why the bureaucrat won't answer. So I just would like to see more people make the moral argument and attacking the foundation of their so-called legitimacy by challenging.
I think
them
you'll find a few people in the audience that get it, right? Like the thinkers. But I think a lot of people just don't spend a lot of time asking questions. It's like there's another person that's just asking stupid questions. I hate them. You know, like I don't know. I guess I just don't trust the common individual. Mark, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Am I wrong? Should I trust the wisdom of crowds?
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.